And now we've got a story for you that takes us back to the future.
Hey, Doc, you better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
So that movie was made almost 20 years ago, and in it they go back to the future. And do you guys know what year they go to, what year the future is?
I don't honestly remember,
but I do know that my flux capacitor needs to be fixed.
Okay, so the future in Back to the Future is 2015.
Okay, so Lauren, it's 2018. Where's my flying car?
Exactly. Well, Uber might have an answer to that question for us. The company held a summit last week called Uber Elevate, and they showcased a prototype of, get this, a flying taxi. Graham Warwick is technology editor for Aviation Week, and he follows this kind of personal air travel beat. And he can tell us whether or not flying cars are actually going to become a reality in the future here. So I asked him first to describe for us what it is we're exactly talking about. Are these really flying cars?
No, we're not. What we're talking about, they call them air taxis, and taxis is probably a sort of a better analogy. This is a vehicle that you will book a ride in. Think about basically a tiny airliner flying over a city. So this is not like something that an individual would use that you would go out and buy and fly. Mm-hmm. It's more like booking a ticket on an airline, except you're going to be, it's going to be four seats and you're going to be flying short distances over a city. But it's very much a commercial air transport service and not an individual car-like experience.
All right. Tell us a little bit about how it would work. There would be helicopter pads on top of buildings?
Yes. So they call them skyports or vertiports, and they would have these electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicles that would be operating from these. They would pretty much be on top of existing buildings, parking lots. But the idea is that over time there would be enough demand that they would build their own buildings that would be dedicated to this. But fundamentally what you'd do is you would have your smartphone, and very much like you do your Uber at the moment, you mm-hmm. would put in your destination, and they would come back and they would offer you the usual options. It would be whether it's Uber Black or Uber X, but it would also say Uber Air. So you would just look and it would give you a price, and you would, if you're in a hurry to get somewhere or if the traffic's really bad that day, you would just hit Uber Air, and they would then send an Uber ground vehicle to pick you up, take you to the skyport. You would go up to the top floor of the skyport. Your air taxi would be waiting. You would fly the short distance. They're only talking about, within a city, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
You would, a 10-minute flight or something like that. You would land at another skyport. You'd get out. You'd go down to the ground, and your Uber ground vehicle would be waiting to take you the last bit of your journey.
Wow.
It's very much multimodal, i.e., they see this as having ground and air transport being sort of interconnected, so that you would get one trip that included both the car to get you there to the skyport and the car to get you back, to the skyport, to wherever your destination is.
And Uber obviously is one of the companies putting out some prototypes right now.
Uber is really taking the lead on this. They've articulated this vision, very detailed vision that they have, and they're really way out in front at the moment. They're really pulling this industry along. But the belief is that, if this takes off and if this works, that over time other folks would want to provide similar services. The technology is pretty much there for the vehicles, but there's an awful lot of other stuff has to happen. There has to be on the ground and in the air for this to happen. And Uber really has that network capability to help it all happen.
So talk a little bit about that. What needs to happen? They're working with a development company right now, right in Dallas, to sort of prototype some of these.
Yeah, their intention is to do prototype demonstration flights in Dallas and Los Angeles in 2020. Now, this would be experimental aircraft, prototype aircraft. And it wouldn't be a commercial service. You wouldn't be able to buy tickets. But they'll be flying. The idea is to fly people. And they're really doing that to understand the noise of these vehicles and the public acceptance of this vehicle. Noise is a huge issue, because the reason there are no helicopters in most cities these days, or very few helicopters in most cities these days, there's lots of helipads, but there's not many helicopters.
Right.
The reason is the noise of the helicopters. They're not very quiet. And so the big thing they're trying to do is with these new types of vehicles, which are electric-powered and have very different designs to helicopters, they're trying to prove that these vehicles will blend into the background of city noise. And if they can prove that they can be that quiet, they believe that's sort of the key to unlocking the capability to then scale up.
So I was going to ask, how realistic is this? But it sounds like it's already inevitable.
Uber has a very aggressive timescale, and most of the people looking at it don't think it will happen on the timescale that they think. They're pretty sure they can have these prototypes flying by 2020 because there's a lot of companies working on them now. There are already some of these vehicles flying today. I mean, there are prototypes flying today that would do the job, certainly for the demonstrations. But, you know, to get an FAA-certified vehicle into service by 2023, to have all of the airspace, you know, all the things you need to get permission to fly around the city, all the things you need to get, you know, landing sites and all. There's a lot of people saying that's going to be hard to do by 2023.
So there is, though, the question, like you mentioned, of regulation of the FAA. What have they said about this at this point, the agency?
The FAA, they sort of publicly say they don't see any reason why they can't do this. But I mean, you know, there's a lot of work to be done with the FAA to enable this. So that these vehicles, they're only just beginning to appear now. So nobody's gone to the FAA and said, how do I certify one of these vehicles?
Right.
But all of them are working with the FAA. I mean, the FAA is aware of them. The FAA knows what these vehicles are going to be like. So they're working with them to say, right, how do we make sure they're safe? So we're headed in the right direction. But the thing that's impressive is that Uber is not playing down how difficult this is.
Right.
And it's putting an awful lot of effort into tackling those problems. And it's got a lot of partnerships with people to try to enable this to happen. So if anybody can make it happen, it's Uber as it currently plans at the moment. I mean, there's a huge effort underway. But there are an awful lot of pieces to be put in place before it happens.
That's Graham Warwick, technology editor for Aviation Week, telling us about the future of Uber's air taxis. So get ready, guys. Flying cars.